Now, I'm joined in studio by three Harpers. They're all related to one another, but as kind of cousins and various other relationships. They are Jill Harper, who is coordinating the amazing Harper family reunion of 75 people from how many different countries did you say, Jill?
11 different countries.
Wow. Are you proud?
Absolutely. It's just been amazing to see just the enthusiasm. As I said, there's 75 people coming from 11 countries, but in total on the Saturday, we're going to have 260 people who are all pretty much related, descendants of Sergeant Robert Harper, who came to Kilkenny in the early 19th century.
And he's the man. With me as well is Sam Harper, a very old friend, an old radio friend. Sam, lovely to see you. How are you doing?
I'm doing well, thank you.
And
I was worried when you said the old.
I know, yes. What's the more polite word? A very long-standing friend.
I suppose.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah. Great to see you, Sam. You're one of the family's main historians, I gather.
Well, I suppose I was involved at the beginning, but it has been taken over, thankfully, by younger people and more and people better equipped on the internet, etc. We discovered old letters that were written in 1870, home from a brother of my great-great-grandfather. And that started us on the quest. And
where did you find them?
We found them up in Coon, in the old homestead where Sergeant Robert Harper first got his tenancy.
Yeah.
And they had been kept in an old trunk up there. And the descendant of Robert, who lived in Coon still, she had them and showed them to us on one occasion. And we got to read them, and we got an awful lot of news about the family back then. That was Robert Harper's.
First hand.
Yes, I actually have, there's the letters are there.
Oh, can I look?
If you want to see them.
And Sam, who's up in Coon now?
Nobody. The farm was sold. The last Robert died in it about 20 years ago. And he...
Oh my God,
the farm was sold.
Actual postcards. One from Canada.
No, they came from Canada, from a brother of my great-great-grandfather in Canada, and they were written between 1870 and 1885, and they gave a lot of detail about the family who had emigrated post-famine to Canada.
Amazing, post-famine. So there's all of that, which sometimes it's very hard to get.
Yeah, they're very... I actually have the envelope there and the stamp on one of them.
Yeah, that's what I'm looking at here, yeah. Amazing. And we'll come back to that. Valerie Harper, you've come from Mozambique and you're here already.
Yeah, that's right.
Tell us about your connections.
I grew up here in Kilkenny, and until 2.5 years ago I was living and studying and working around Kilkenny, Carlow area. And then 2.5 years ago I decided to go out to Mozambique to volunteer in a children's centre in the capital city of Mozambique.
And how's that going for you? I mean, Mozambique is a kind of a troubled place, isn't it?
Yeah, there's still a lot going on there. I mean, they're improving in terms of post-war country, but there's still a lot of difficulties with poverty and HIV and AIDS.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of children who either can't stay with their family or are orphans, and that's the
and
children
that's where
that we
you're
take
working.
In. Yeah.
And your dad is Samuel Harper, not to be confused with
Sam.
Uncle Sam, who's beside you there.
Yeah, that's right. My dad is Samuel Harper right
in Venice Bridge. And people will know, we've had him in here lots of times.
Yeah.
They know him from the
Nor Valley Park.
The park and
yeah.
The animals and so on. And then Jill, who's you're a Harper as well, so it's a dad as well.
It is indeed. My grandfather would have been Bob Harper and Sylvia Harper. My dad is Edwin Harper and my mum is Joy Harper. And so that would be my family line.
So is she Joy Harper of the breastfeeding?
She is,
we
yes.
We would have had every member of the family yeah. in here, yeah.
She is indeed, yeah.
Well known for breastfeeding, animal parks and farming and lots between as well. But going back to the... tell us about the reunion, maybe, Jill, first of all.
Yeah, no problem.
How you went about going about it.
As we mentioned, this is actually our fourth reunion. The first one we had was in 1990. The next one was in 1999, and they were both held in Avoca in County Wicklow. Then the one we had after that was in 2006 in Kilkenny College, where I was on the committee, one of the organising committee.
And did you all go to Kilkenny College?
We did, yeah.
You too, yeah.
Yes. We did, yeah. So it was... part of the reason was because we were past students there, and also the family were originally from Kilkenny, so it made sense to bring it back home, particularly with an ageing family members from a travel perspective as well. So we had planned to have it in 7 years' time, which is this year. And then, with great surprise, actually, the gathering was scheduled for this year as well.
And you thought, just right.
Yeah, it was brilliant. It just really got the ethos, even of what we were trying to achieve at bringing family home.
Yeah.
And it just really just dovetailed in really well for us in this particular situation.
So give me all the, can you remember all the countries that the Harpers
yes,
are coming up
Yes, I can
from?
Indeed. Starting with Europe, we have the UK, we have Sweden, we have Norway, we have Holland. Getting further afield, we have Canada, we have the United States, Hawaii, and we have Zimbabwe, Mozambique, Australia, and we have one couple that have flown in from Hong Kong. They've arrived in Sheffield and are arriving tomorrow.
They're on their way already, because the reunion is from the 4th to the 7th.
It is. Kicks off tomorrow night.
Tell us, Sam, about Sergeant Robert Harper, because he came to Ireland. He started off these Harpers that you're...
he actually joined the Kilkenny Militia up in Strabane. And it was under the commandership of Lord Ormond at the time. And it moved all over the place. We got a record of where it travelled.
And was he from Strabane originally?
He was from a place called Ahave in Tyrone. And from Anna Tyrone area. And he joined up. Now, we have found a family that look very like his parents and his father and grandfather. We're looking for confirmation for that at the minute, and we hope to soon have
up in Tyrone.
Well, that would have been pre he joined up in 1805, so pre 1805 these people, they got a tenancy in Ahave in 1747. So we've got back that far at the minute, that's where he started from, as far as we're aware. But he came down and he was discharged from the army in 1825 at the rank of sergeant here in Kilkenny. And he settled down then. He got a tenancy in Coon and started farming there.
And what's the getting a tenancy bit, Sam? How did that...
Well,
is
sure,
that because of military service?
I don't think so, because there aren't... That history doesn't go around that Coon area. He just... A tenancy, I suppose, became available, and that's where he got it.
Yeah.
Now, he was married to an Elizabeth Duncan, and whether she was connected, there were Duncans in the Castlecomer area at the time, whether she was some connection of theirs, I can't be sure, and maybe that's what brought him back in that direction.
And look, they're Protestants, the Harpers, but there are Church of Ireland ones, and I noticed there's a Methodist one here with Jill. Is that right? And both you and Sam are involved in your churches. Mm-hmm. But tell us about your end of things. How was there a division? What
no,
happened? Do you
not
know?
At all. Do you want to hear the funny
yes,
side
the
of this?
Story, the scandal.
The rumor is milking times. Actually, there was no there was no theological debate going on. It suited, now this is the rumor.
Yeah, okay.
And Sam will probably set me straight here, that it suited families time-wise. Actually, in the Methodist Church, because our minister does two churches, Kilkenny is the second church in the morning. So a service at 12 suited people who were from a farming background. Now, I'm sure I'll be shot for saying that. I'm sure there's more of a
there's
story there.
There's a deeper there, theological...
But, probably not, but it sounds nice that it was to do with
no, sometimes...
Because you're a lay preacher in the Church of Ireland.
That's right.
And she is in the Methodist Church.
Yeah. But no, but sometimes it was because we were all Church of Ireland originally, my grandparents... Sam Harper and his wife were Church of Ireland, very committed Church of Ireland people. But as the family grew up, in Jill's case, her grandfather married a Methodist. They were married in the Methodist Church in Kilkenny.
Oh, yeah,
so they gravitated in that direction.
Yeah.
I would imagine that helped. I know certainly the milking time was a factor with our family.
was a
factor with our family, because the Church of Ireland church that we went to in John Street was at 10 o'clock, and our punishment for not getting the milking done in time and the cattle fed in time was to go to the Presbyterian church at that time, which was about six old people singing psalms quite slowly. And they, So that's how it started. And then the Presbyterian Church developed, and it's now the church it is today. So a lot of our family go there.
Go there. So there's like three. That's and what about you guys in your house, Father?
I married a good Church of Ireland person who brought me back to the Church of Ireland.
Did she? God bless her. And what about you, Valerie?
Yeah, my parents attend the Presbyterian Church.
So we've got the three different Protestant traditions here in the one family.
And at the same time, we would overlap, harvest services. Mm-hmm. We'd go to the different churches and, carol services and things.
I suppose there has always been a very strong Christian commitment in the family.
Stuff, yeah.
Emphasised by my grandparents, their great-grandparents, and that has followed down. And when Christ is uppermost in your life, really what church you go to is only your way of expressing it, not central to it.
Fascinating. And do you have discussions about this, do you?
there's actually a story told of two of my grandfather's brothers who went to Canada, and one was a British Israelite, I'm not certain what that is, and the other one was what we called a Cunard. I think People of the Way is the official title for it. It's a small sect of people who are very committed to a particular way of living.
Yeah.
And the two of them used to go out fishing on a boat on the lake at night, and they could be heard in the whole surrounding district arguing about religious matters.
Angels on needles of pins and things like that. Yeah.
No, but you see the quiet, the stillness of the night air.
It boomed out. Listen, it's wonderful. What are you all going to do for the gathering? I mean, it's 3 days, 4th, 5th, 6th and 7th, 4 days.
We have three full packed days. Thursday night we arrive, we have get to know you games, because it's gotten to the stage now the family is so big, not everyone completely knows everybody. Friday and Saturday morning we have seminars. We have Sergeant Larry Scanlon, actually from St. James
the Army
Barracks, coming in to specifically talk about what it would have been like to have been in the militia when Sergeant Robert was there. We have other family members talking about different topics. So we have everything then from an opening night, a talent show, an art exhibition, photographs, and on Sunday we're organising a church service for everybody who's there as well.
Oh, which church?
It's actually going to be held in the school, and we have four different people. We have a Presbyterian minister. We have Paul, who's actually Valerie's brother, is taking part as well. We have somebody from a Baptist tradition as well taking part. There's a Methodist minister who's retired from the States, who's one of the new people we've never met before. He's helping as well. So it's
amazing.
It's bringing together all, as Sam mentioned, the traditions that we've come from.
Sounds the Christian church. Terrific. And you look very enthusiastic about it all, Farah.
Yeah, I'm excited.
Different from Mozambique, I would have thought.
It's very different from Mozambique. The sense of family on a children's centre is quite different, but it's always good to come home and catch up with people that you haven't seen for years, and especially me being far away from home, it's not that easy for me to catch up with relatives, so I'm really excited.
Brilliant.
To see people I haven't seen for a long time.
Well, look, thanks for telling us about it. A really unique and lovely part of the gathering. It kind of epitomises it all, really, doesn't it? And, the fact that it all kind of came back from Canada to Coon and all of that is really nice. We wish you well. Hope you have a great time.
Thank you very much.
And plenty of arguments.
No, actually, there's quite a good relationship between my grandparents in particular instilled a great sense of family and cooperation into their family. And that has kind of continued. And I suppose that is really what caused this continuing
to
get together.
To all happen, 75
somebody asked,
people.
Somebody asked at the previous one, a cousin of mine, what are you having? And he says, well, really, it's like a funeral without a corpse. Most families get together at funerals.
But who's going to do the milking?
It won't be me, I can tell you that much. No.
Listen, great to see you all. Hope it goes really well. 75 people returning to Kilkenny, and the Harper family originating from Coon in County Kilkenny. It sounds just brilliant. Jill Harper, Sam Harper and Valerie Harper, thanks a million for joining us. Thank you.
Thank you.
The Sue Mann Show on KCLR. Weekdays from 9 till 12 noon.